3 years ago, during the height of COVID, filmmaker Sean Wong moved from New York back to California to live with his family, including his paternal grandmother, his Nai Nai, and his maternal grandmother, his Waipo.
Nai Nai is Yi Yangfei, and Waipo is Zhang Lihua.
The 29-year-old filmmaker wanted to preserve their unexpected time together, so he started filming. As NPR's Mandali Del Barco reports, his short documentary is now nominated for an Oscar.
你好.
Hello.
That's Sean Wong on the phone with his two grandmas, aged 86 and 96, stars of his charming 17-minute documentary, Nai Nai and Waipo.
They live together, they sleep in the same bed, they're kind of like best friends and roommates and soulmates in a way.
还像20岁.
They really are the most pure form of joy in my life. I love them so much. I wanted to show people how amazing and beautiful and complex people like my grandmothers are.
Wong's film captures their everyday lives, waking up, reading the newspaper, exercising, chopping fruit. They sing, they dance, they reminisce, but also joke about farting and even mischievously arm wrestle.
Living with them and experiencing all this joy with them was sort of juxtaposed by a lot of anti-Asian hate crimes that were happening in our country at the time, but especially in the Bay Area, where I'm from, you know, seeing people like my grandmothers, people in our community, elderly people in our community being, you know, attacked. And it was just this extreme juxtaposition of seeing that in the news on my computer and then walking into the same room as them and then lighting me up with a smile.
Wong's sister Jennifer Lee translates when I ask the grandmothers about being in the film.
I hope that people who watch this film, they'll really respect the elderly in their lives. I hope all the older generation people in the world can see this movie and just see that even in our, you know, twilight years, our later years of life, that we can still find joy.
For his first feature film, Didi, he asked his Waipo to play the role of the strong-willed grandma.
Hey, look at the camera.
The semi-autobiographical story is set in the late 2000s. The main character fights with his sister, is mean to his mom, and has a crush on a girl. He chats on MySpace and starts videotaping his friends as they skateboard, something Wong himself used to do. Wong says he was inspired by filmmaker Spike Jonze, who also started out making skateboarding videos, and he wanted to make his own coming-of-age movie.
I remember being really inspired when mid-90s and 8th grade came out, because I loved both of those movies, like The 400 Blows, Stand By Me, Water Lilies, Ratcatcher, you know, the canon of movies about adolescence. I can't name the movie poster that has a 13-year-old Asian-American kid looking back at me.
At the Sundance Film Festival this year, Didi won 2 awards and was soon acquired by Focus Features. Michelle Satter directs the Sundance Institute's artist programs.
He has a unique voice. I think he's stylistically exciting. You know, his work is both funny and fresh, and it has an incredible energy to it.
A few days after Didi premiered, Wong flew back to California to be with his grandmas as they watched Nai Nai and Waipo get nominated for the short documentary Oscar. Wong says the whole experience is still so surreal. Now he and his grandmothers are getting ready for the Oscars ceremony.
They're taking me at this point. Like, I'm their plus one, you know?
Wong's Nai Nai and Waipo say they're over the moon.
I'm happy beyond belief. I'm excited. I'm thankful to everyone, especially for their kindness to my grandson. She said it feels like, you know, old grandmas are now turning into princesses. I couldn't even have imagined this. So I'm just really excited, really happy.
And Wong says they'll be stunning on the red carpet.
谢谢，拜拜。Thank you.
Mandali Del Barco, NPR News.